Pennsylvania, someone wanted to see it, so yeah, we can talk about Pennsylvania. Philadelphia city as well, of county, very blue. Western Pennsylvania, particularly southwestern Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh suburbs, has long been a real Democratic stronghold. A lot of heavy industry, unionized labor, declining industry, although Pittsburgh is sort of successfully reinventing itself. Carnegie Mellon and other important universities have helped build up a kind of a high-tech center, but the overall area is in decline. And this is, well, in the last phases of the campaign, what has the McCain campaign done? Focus on Pennsylvania, figuring that especially these areas of western Pennsylvania, with a lot of blue-collar workers, a lot of unemployment, population decline, a lot of heavy Catholic areas, a lot of anti-abortion politics, figuring that the McCain campaign might be able to pick off Pennsylvania. Latest polls I've seen show that actually McCain has gained a lot of ground, dropped Obama's lead from about 12% to about 6%, but it still seems pretty solid. This is an interesting part of Pennsylvania right here. It's the anthracite coal belt, Scranton, Wilkes-Barre. Actually, what is this? Lucerne County has, I think, the highest Polish background of any county in the country. This is heavy coal mining area in industrial decline, Joe Biden's background. You have Philadelphia, some of the rich suburbs, what is this, Montgomery County, Bucks County, recently shifting into the Democratic category, very recently. This used to be solidly Republican. In fact, Philadelphia didn't have a Democratic mayor till I think 1952. Philadelphia was, of all the big cities, the most Republican, probably. Certainly Philadelphia now heavily Democratic voting. But then go to places like York County, Lancaster County, rapidly growing. York County, here you're almost in the Baltimore suburbs, but that has been very Republican. Here's State College, even in the university town here, Republican voting, Altoona Republican voting. So you have this is a fast-growing area, and it's Republican here. Then this is an area of decline, population decline, sort of divided Republican and Democratic zones.